Murich.
That's Murich.
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 That's Murich.
Murich. Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich. Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
Murich.
That's Murich.
Calaveran, 30th of August 1950. I was taken to, my mum and dad lived in Tamman, and then I was taken to a hospital in Cunnilin. From Cunnilin, Neville the Devil picked me up and took me to Magumba. I was there since I was 5, I didn't know till later in life that I was growing up there. And my mum and dad, we had stayed in either Scadden Street in Killaburn, and mum asked me to make a damper. She said, make a damper for me. I said, okay then. There was 2 billy cans there, and we had no light. All we had was a fire and a lantern. That's all we had. So, okay, I got the bowl, put the flour in there, and I grabbed the billy can. I grabbed one of the billy cans, so I started making the damper. Then I put it in the hashes, and when we started to break the damper, there was all brown things, black things inside. And Mum said, what did you do? I said, well, you told me to grab a billy can and just put water in it. I grabbed a billy can with the tea in it. I grabbed the wrong billy can. Oh, we have to eat it no matter what. We just put butter on it and just let it go. That's all we did. I've been just making dampers on with us forever. Because we never had bread. Then we had damper. Mum used to make flour. Have flour for our bread. That's all. Make dampers. That's all we did was have damper. Then Murich. Hey, Murich, I got my big damper photo only with the big damper I made. Yeah, I'll give it to you to show. Put on thing there with you. It's on the wall home there, I guess. And I just kept making dampers.
How old were you when you made your first one?
10. Well, I just watched Mum what she was doing, and she showed me what to do. But this one was night time, and I didn't know which billy can to grab, so I just grabbed grabbed the tea one. And they just ate the tea leaf and that tea and damper together.
Probably tasted really Murich.
It was fucking Murich.
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 From the north to the south, I was born at North Fremantle Hospital. Mama had me during the war. She couldn't keep me, so I was put into St. Joseph's, I think it was called. And from there, when I got older, I was put into a mission. I went to a mission when I was 14, Tardon. And from there, after my schooling, I went to work at Sandstone, at Magnet Way. The mission, you know, you could get groups of kids, and Christmas came and they all went, and I was more or less there on my own, you know. Yeah. They all had parents, Mollerwell, Jilton, all that around that area. But still.
Murich.
That's Murich.
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 That's Murich.
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 And then when I earned enough money, I flew in a plane from there from Magnet to Perth. From there, from Perth, I came down to Busselton. I was 20. And from there, then I came down to Marybrook, met my mum, and my brother was there working. And I stayed there. And then when I fell pregnant for Michael, I moved on to the riding school, had him, you know, looked after him there. Not a little unit there, I slept there, you know, so it was good. My boy used to go to Bass School. And then from there I left. Where did I leave? Then I ended up having another child, Kenneth. Oh dear, it goes on and on. I ended up getting a home to Western Hester Street. That's where I, you know, reared my kid up. Then I fell down for another one, Glenda, my daughter. So I ended up there, reared them up, sent them to school here and there. And, yeah.
Was it a hard life?
Not to me, it wasn't. Having a hard life myself, you know, I realised. So peace on your kids and that. They were good kids, so I had no trouble with them. Went to school, done their sports, done boxing, netball, you name it. Okay?
Muric.
That's
Muric. Muric.
Muric.
Muric.
Muric.
Muric.
Muric.
Muric.
Muric.
Muric.
Muric.
One day at a time, I mean, that's easy. We had the old tins, you know, yeah, you know, the proper ones. Oh, God. Used to be a couple of loaves. Oh, yeah, that's why you had to make it every day. There was a cattle, it was a station there. So, they had cows there. I milked them for a week while they went to the show. They had a dog there, well trained, listened to me, yeah. No, the cows they were, milking cows. I used to put the cups on them, milk by hand, the cups. The truck comes and picks them up. Whole week I done it.
Oh, that's hard work.
Not to me, it wasn't. Oh, I was only young, about what? In my 15s, 14 to 15 and that.
Every day you did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
And they all turn out good?
Yes, yes. Yep, every day.